Yep.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
No, I'm actually got your message.
Oh, very good.
Cool. Can you hear me okay? Because I have like one bar over here, but I have a landline if it's not that clear.
No, you're coming in fine, man.
Okay.
Hey, I was just wondering, after going over a lot of what everyone's saying about the flat earth and everything, it seems as though when people try to tell them the truth on their comments and stuff like that, that they get basically deleted and stuff like that, which obviously is not exactly your fault. But basically, I'm kind of wondering why we have all, you know, concluded that the earth is flat, but we have no proof of it. And also, I would like to ask you if you've noticed the kind of cult mentality that has sprung up over the past year. Pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Well, okay, two things. First, the burden of proof isn't on flat Earth. Never has been. The burden of proof is on the globe side. You've got to remember, they had a 500-year head start, which is why when I got into it, again, I wasn't a flat earther. I told people this many times. I thought, okay, I'll just smash this thing. It should be easy enough to smash. All I'll have to do is go back here and go through all this, you know, all the stuff in mainstream science. There should be tons of it. And there wasn't. As a matter of fact, there was so very little of it.
There is, Mark. You're not looking in the right place, buddy.
Fantastic. 1972 tonight to 2015. Tell me why there was only one picture of the Earth from space for 43 years.
We don't need to go into conjecture, Mark. We need to actually figure out a way. Look, this is what I'm doing right now. Okay, I'm talking to all the Tiger Dans, the Morgiles, the Xana dudes, all of them. All right, and what I want to do, what I've been trying to do with you people, because I watched your clues at the very beginning and I liked them, dude. They're very well put together. I got excited about it. I watched JLB's show. All right.
Yeah.
And I was excited about it. But then I went out, bought a bunch of books here in Denver from Goodwill, all right, just random books, some of them hundreds of years old, some of them 100 years old, all right? And what I found out is that you guys are, I mean, not really you. You're kind of more on the religious kind of just like, you know, more of the conjecture side, which is fine. But there's no proof of it, first of all. And second of all, you guys are just parroting logical fallacies and flat lies, man. I mean, all this stuff is explainable. You guys are parroting, you know, where's the curvature, where's the you know what's funny is the Chicago skyline proves curvature, it shows curvature, and you guys are still parroting that, which is very, very intellectually dishonest, I in my opinion, okay, because you cannot see that skyline every single day, first of all. And second of all, if you actually look at the video, the time lapse, you can see that there's curvature, not only that, but you can see the effects that happen. I just made a video out of it. I told flat earthers to please come and try to debunk it, and what I got was death threats. I got ad hominem attacks and zero proof. But if you look at my videos, some ball earthers come on and make some amazing points. Now, geocentrism has been thoroughly debunked, all right? Flat Earth, I can give you that. Maybe we can try to go with that, but geocentrism is a thing of the past, man.
I've never gone down the geocentric path.
Okay, I guess, you know... Go ahead.
What are you hoping to accomplish here? I mean, it's... At this point, the movement has gotten, the foundation is laid. There's no going back from this. And I know, yes, it does. Does it feel like some religious cult aspects to it? Yeah, you bet it does. Because it challenges everything, especially science as a religion. And
okay, you can turn that right back around on you and say that you've created your own religion based on absolutely nothing but conjecture, man, and logical fallacies. I mean, all this is explainable, dude. All of it. And I hope that you are at least open-minded enough to be able to say that maybe the Earth is not flat and that we were wrong.
Of course, there is a chance that the Earth isn't flat by all means. But right now, the Earth being flat, in my mind, and not just mine, and again, I didn't create this thing, it carries as much weight as mainstream science. Take a look at the cross-section of the Earth, where we all know there's a band, there we go, it's red, then orange, then yellow, then a white-hot, milky center. Where is that coming from? We drilled 8 miles down, and they're saying, oh, well, we did it through seismic radar. It's like, really? When did that happen?
From the lava that spits up from volcanoes and shit, dude. I mean,
that's exactly what they say.
They think that there's, you know, magma down there. Right?
But they don't know. But every classroom has the books showing the exact cross-section of the Earth.
Does that prove flat Earth?
Does it prove... No, don't go down there, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that
I'm trying to get proof of the flat Earth. I'm trying to tell people that we can do experiments to prove this pretty quickly, okay?
The burden of the proof is not on flat Earth.
Yes, it is.
It is on the globe. No, it is not.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is.
Flat Earth started in 2015. Round Earth started 500 years ago. Round Earth has 500 years.
Yes.
Of backing.
So do research on Round Earth. It makes sense, dude. You guys cannot explain everything away, dude. Come on, man. This is not good, man. You're fucking with people's minds.
Why are you holding on to the globe? Why are you holding on to it? And again,
dude,
listen to me.
I basically went to flat Earth, okay? I'll just go ahead and say that, you know what? I am one of the people that you say that, you know, once you go flat, you don't go back. Well, you know what? I did, because I did my own research, man. I did.
And you didn't go all the way.
No, I did. I've heard all of your claims. I've heard everyone's claims. The map doesn't make sense. The sun going south, having to go faster. Nothing makes sense, okay? But everything makes sense on the globe. You just block that off, man. I just don't get it.
What's keeping you on the globe? So all the testimonials
I've
got from military and professional, those guys meant nothing, even though nobody professionally has come out to refute them in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, they have. You guys block and squelch. I know you don't, but everybody else blocks and deletes messages, and people come on, man. But look, this has been proven for so long that people don't even think to even need to come out and disprove this, because there is zero proof that the Earth is flat. And I think you should know that by now, dude. You don't try to prove the Earth flat. You just kind of have conjecture in the series and stuff like that, which is cool. But look, when we're saying things are truth and we don't know that they are truth, we are not being truthful as individuals, okay?
Sure. But I fully believe this is true.
Can we get you on with the Globe Earther? One Globe Earther, okay? We've done hundreds of shows probably by now, but I've never heard you talk to anybody. Stan Friedman was a joke, dude. I'm going to calm down a little bit, all right? I don't want to... Go ahead.
I'm not at this point. Stan Friedman, do you know why we got Stan Friedman? Because Neil deGrasse Tyson turned me down flat. And no play on words there.
Do you have proof of that?
Absolutely. Do I have the email exchange on my machine
so
right now?
The
no, I have.
From Tyson, or was it an exchange of they sent an email to Tyson and
No. It was between David Rubini and Tyson's producer, directly related to the Art Bell show. He had just done Art Bell's show a month earlier, and they said, hey, and I'm not going to quote it verbatim because I don't have it right in front of me, but it said, look, would you like to come on and talk with Mark Sargent about the shape of the Earth? It was very, innocent. And they shut it down. They said, yeah, that's never going to happen.
Look, what I would have to, you know, think or postulate on that would be is that this is actually a government psyop, pretty much through the truth community, because it has fractured the truth community. And basically, if you've noticed, all the flat earthers, they don't do any kind of research. They don't do anything. All right, they've just had a roadblock at Flat Earth, so this would be an amazing psyop if you really think about it, because there's actually no proof at all. I mean,
Sean McCrary, the missile guy, when he's shooting a 2-inch beam radar at 60 miles, painting target, he's lying through his teeth. He's saying that, yeah, it didn't happen. And not only did he say that we're defying the curvature by hitting this target at 60 miles from ship to ship, he's saying that the Coriolis effect isn't in any firing solution, and he's saying that the maps in the Southern Hemisphere are completely wrong from a navigation standpoint. He was on the sea for 5 years.
So we got one dude out of seven people.
Have you seen my shows?
All of them, Mark. All of them.
And none of these guys mean anything to you. I could just keep lining them up. I've got a tank commander coming on next week. He's going to confirm everything else from a military standpoint. What's it going to take? Guy from the Air Force? Ex-NASA guy? What's it going to take?
It's going to take some proof, dude, not just a bunch of people talking conjecture, man. I personally have not done research... I've never been on a boat. I've never shot, you know, that kind of stuff. So I can look into that matter and make a video about it. So right now I'm not going to postulate at all things I don't know.
Do you realize that what you're asking for, once the proof comes up, this goes down the same road. It's like, well, until you have a picture of the flat earth, I'm not believing it. Do you realize that once the proof comes out, something that cannot be denied, that everything changes right then and there? That's besides the point, Mark.
You understand my name is cognitive dissonance, okay? I have an extreme case of cognitive dissonance, okay? That means that I will concede, I will be the first person to concede and say, I'm a flat earther from the top of this rocky mountain I'm looking at, okay, dude? Literally. So, but there's been no proof. There's been people that have debunked all of the claims, but they get zero views. You guys have all these followers, this cult-like following, that are just a bunch of flat earth trolls, basically, that come on, and if you say anything against the flat earth, even in the nicest manner, they will, literally, I got death threats, dude. Death threats. I mean, I don't talk about, look, I'm the biggest troll on the internet, man, but I don't talk about kids, and I do not do death threats. I don't do anything illegal, man. You know what I'm saying?
I totally get that, but at the same time, you don't kind of feel why this thing is resonating so heavily and why it just keeps getting bigger
it's
and weirder.
Losing steam, Mark. You know it is.
Losing you steam. That Tila Tequila thing. That's losing steam. I called that 2 weeks ago. I said, "Be your Tila celebrity." The Tila Tequila thing.
Look,
where she went off on that.
Mark, I called this 5 months ago. Do you not understand what this is doing? The media is muddying the waters on truthful conspiracies such as 9/11 and others, all right? Listen, man, my brother fucking...
9/11,
I bought my brother a house, okay, in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Guess what happened after his PTSD from the Afghanistan war? I came to his house, and he was hanging by the vacuum cord that I had bought him, all right? So... I take it fucking personal when people muddy the waters, okay? You've seen it, man. Your Flat Earth Clues is sitting there plastered up on all these news things, but also right under it says, this is the same thing as 9/11 conspiracies, chemtrails, and everything, because what Patricia did is tie everything into it and also bring children onto her show, man. Children.
Well, what, because of the Croatian girl? Seriously?
Yes, she's 16 years old, Mark. She's 16
years
old.
Yeah, there's an 8-year-old girl that made a flat earth video.
I don't care.
I actually put that in my life.
We need to understand that children are children. We shouldn't be fucking with their minds. Did you see the comments that girl was getting from conspiratards on Patricia's fucking comment box, dude? That's not good, man. It's not only good for telling fucking children that shit, but also it's not good for your movement or the Flat Earth movement to bring children on, man, and get that shit attached, because you understand the media would have a fucking field day with that, man.
So there's an age requirement for conspiracy.
Yes, an adult.
What is it, 18? Is it 21?
Yes, 18.
Yeah, I kind of need a definition there.
18.
That's the minimum age you have to be to get involved in conspiracy. So we can debunk... the flat earth, we can put globes in the classroom starting at age 6. That's fine. But nobody can actually talk about any real conspiracies until you're 18.
If you want to have a serious conversation or a serious show, you shouldn't have children on it. I think there's going to be quite a few people that agree with that comment, dude. You shouldn't have children on. She's sitting there getting hit up by a bunch of conspiratards in the, you know, have you seen this conspiracy and this conspiracy? half of these conspiracies aren't even fucking true, man. There's hoaxes out there that hoax people, all right? And I actually have called out tons of shills, man. Tons of them. I've gotten into some trouble with the FBI and shit, dude. So trust me. I know and I see this stuff. And your tactics with the Stanton Freeman was very clear to me that you subvert, divert all the questions, you know? And you're trying to prove something that is just conjecture-based.
That's
we
all you got?
We need to prove this thing, dude. We need to shit or get off the pot, all right? For lack of better term, sorry.
So the hardest conspiracy in the world, you want that thing like proven like now?
No. It's been a year. We have nothing, dude. We got no map. We got nothing, okay? So please give us something besides conjecture. I gotta calm down.
And until then, World Trade Center, that's the epitome of all conspiracy. There is nothing bigger than that. The moon missions, at the very least,
okay,
you gotta question what the heck.
At 18, I was doing audio video, man. I can see NASA's lies, man. I mean, it's a joke, okay? But let's not tie that into the flat Earth theory, okay? Why not?
They are the gatekeepers here. Everything goes through
them.
If
I can show and prove curvature to you, would you concede that there is curvature to the Earth?
I would concede if anybody could show me curvature, but no one's done it. And it's been a year.
If you ever look at the Chicago skyline, it shows curvature, dude. Okay? Really?
That's it. The Chicago skyline. The one you're going to use.
Have you
nothing
ever seen else?
No, no other islands. Not Toronto. Not any other city anywhere in the world. You're going to show me a wall.
We know the Earth has topography. Okay, we understand this. If I want to prove the flat Earth, I would go to Oklahoma or the Salt Flats. Okay, if I wanted to prove curvature, I'd just go up to the Rocky Mountains, dude. So yes, there are swaths of land that have zero curvature. Okay, so what does that prove that the Earth is flat? Absolutely not.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, I was one of the first people to say that you have to go up very, very high, way higher than weather balloons, to even show curvature side to side, from left to right.
So why are you putting... You just came out with a video, dude, with the dog cam, okay? So you are basically leading people on to believe that there is no curvature with your dog cam video, but you just admitted...
No, not at all. The dog cam, even if the dog cam doubled in height, it wouldn't be able to show curvature.
Why are people still parroting that you should be able to see curvature on the ground level?
Why would flat earthers ever say that? They wouldn't.
They say it every day, dude. Have you ever seen Eric Dubé's 200 Fallacies? That's like number one.
All right. That's on the ground level. The only place you can show curvature. You can't show curvature on the ground level. You can't show it in a plane. You can't show it in a mountain. You can't show it in a weather balloon. What I'm saying is, if you can't show curvature up to a very, very high altitude, then why are there so many NASA things that show severe curvature, including the Red Bull footage? And I'm going to use that one until I'm blue in the face.
I will be the first one to tell you that. That's a wide-angle lens, okay?
So then why does the mainstream not express that? They say, by the way, there's a curvature of the Earth, even though it's ridiculously curved. I'm not saying that flat Earth can show curvature from any altitude. I'm saying that anytime you see curvature shown from NASA, with the exception of whatever they're trying to portray from space, there is no curvature. That sort of makes sense? There's nothing. We're not saying that flat Earth can show flatness. We're saying that you should not be able to see curvature from anywhere. Anywhere, ever. And yet all we see from NASA and anyone else that's going up there, U-2 spy planes, SR-71, take your pick, they all show some sort of weird curvature. And the ISS, by the way, the ISS time-lapse stuff, that's ridiculous. Even that curvature is severely exaggerated, which is why during my shows I show all the lens-corrected stuff. Look, you're not going to be able to convince me of this. I tried way too hard.
I'm not trying to convince you, Mark. I'm trying to get you to have facts. And
revoke.
I'm
you want me to revoke?
You, I'm
revoke
not tell you
flat
something's
Earth?
True. I'm not going to tell you something's true and parrot it and have thousands of people follow me. Okay, when I don't exactly know what I'm talking about. All right.
You realize I not only did I not monetize anything, I've never once asked for a single subscriber, a single donation, a single anything.
That's besides the point, Mark. You're fucking with people's minds, bro. This is not good, okay?
Because I'm telling the earth, it's like, how is this hurting people at all? How is the flat earth hurting anything?
Look, man.
It is an utter message of hope, and why you don't see this and why you're so angry.
It's become a religion, man. A pseudo-religion. People lose their religion when they find out it's fake. The blood will be on your hands, all right, Mark? I'm just going to let you know that.
It's bringing people to spirituality is what it's doing.
Hey, you know
try
what?
To be an atheist.
I will
try
be the first
to be
one to
atheist.
Tell you that it did me, man. I've been an agnostic my whole life, all right? So I can prove that the earth isn't flat, but at the same time, through the clues and other things, I'm like, wow, this place is freaking amazing. But also at the same time, it would be just as amazing if God created a world where we are on a ball and there's thousands and millions or whatever they're trying to tell us of different places that God created. Why is that not feasible?
Because it's inefficient. It's bad design.
No. We can't go there, dude.
Yes, we can. If God is perfect, then God is perfect in all aspects, and that's including the building process. This thing functions on a flat, enclosed model. It functions so efficiently all the way across the board.
But what are you so afraid of? It's efficient
on the
ball.
It's
not me being afraid. Look, put your confirmation bias at the door for a minute, okay? I literally told you I have cognitive dissonance, so I could go and tell everybody that the earth is flat or a ball, dude. I could argue either way, okay, because I know the points. I get on to ball earthers about saying, hey, dude, you got to actually go do their research to try to debunk their claims because you sound like an idiot, okay? You can't just listen. You can't just, it's a ball because of this. Well, you know what? They have their own explanation for why that's not true, okay? So you're just going to get that line parroted over you. So stop trolling yourself. All right, that's what I tell ball earthers, man. You got to go do some of the research to know some of the claims, right?
And yet you make all the accounts and you lash out at everybody. I've heard rumors of what you do out there. I don't really moderate
forums. I'm vile, but you know what? I don't fuck with kids, and I don't do death threats. Okay, I do nothing illegal.
You don't believe in karma.
I have 1,000 accounts. All right. That I can go and troll anyone on if I want to. So
why?
Because Because I've busted fucking shills before, dude, and they leave YouTube or people figure out that they're shills. All right, that's important.
This thing's not going away, man.
Yes, it's actually dying right now, and I'll tell you why.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, look at your
You haven't looked at the metrics. You haven't.
People create a bunch of flat Earth videos. What metrics, man? I don't care how many lemmings you have following you, bro. It doesn't matter.
It's about truth.
It's about fucking truth. It's not about conjecture or, you know, making people try to believe in this fucking lie, dude. It's bogus.
Just because you don't believe in it, that makes it a lie.
No, because there's proof against it, Mark. Come on, man.
My God.
You can laugh all you want. There's proof against your flat earth claims and conjecture, dude. There's nothing. There's zero. All right? And so this is what I'm going to do, and I have been doing, right? I'm talking with Tiger Dan. I'm talking with all these people because I want them to be able to prove either way. I don't care if it's flat or a ball. I will say it's flat when it's flat, okay? But there's no proof of it, so let's try to get some proof of the flat earth, please.
But until then, you're going to lash out at every single person that goes down the flat earth.
No.
You're going to say it's absolutely ridiculous.
Look, this is the whole point why I lashed out at you and Patricia, okay? If you didn't know, me and Patricia actually had some conversations, and, you know, we're both vegan and shit like that. Like, we were cool, all right? But this is what happened. Yeah. This is what happened. I don't know if you know this, man. I was blocked because I tried to get an astrophysicist on with you, all right? And then I started trolling her and her page and your page and shit like that, because what I see is you doing shows all day, but you never actually debate anyone with half a brain. And that's my opinion. Doesn't really matter. But you're not making your case because you're not debating people that know what they're talking about.
We can't get anyone. David Rubini.
I just told you I had an astrophysicist lined up.
Name him.
Red's rhetoric wants to debate you any day. He will not cuss, okay? He will be nice. He will tell you some of the top logical fallacies that you guys are still pushing, all right? So that's what we need to do. We need to get you. I will be done with you and Patricia's page if I can.
Come out and
to talk to somebody, dude. Come on.
Please. Find me an astrophysicist. I have been very open about that, and that is
no. I contacted you and Patricia. I got blocked. So we need
Wait, you tried to contact me where and when?
On your page a month and a half now. Or a month.
I don't moderate my pages. I got 150 videos. I don't even look at the comments.
You
got to contact me on email.
You're getting trolled really hard, dude.
Don't care. I believe in karma. What comes around goes around. You got to want to attack.
Look, I do too, man, but if you're spreading lies and disinformation on people and they believe it, you know, that could go towards you as well, the karma, right?
If the intent is pure, and it is. I firmly, fully believe in this. Trolling, not the same thing. That's just hate.
This is trolling, dude. You're trolling people's intellect, man. There's no proof of the flat earth, though you try to say that there is.
Now we're going in circles. Look, okay. The burden proofs on science.
No, it's burden proofs on flat earth.
It is. Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion, Mark. And I appreciate you calling me back. This is, like I said, let's talk like men, and we did. And I didn't yell at you, and you didn't. You're very calm, as usual. So I appreciate it, all right? So if I get an astrophysicist lined back up, will you debate him?
Absolutely, I will.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. And you know what? That's all I wanted.
All
right. I just, I, if you can look at it from my perspective, I think that this is a psyop, that they are muddying the waters with all the conspiracies, as I said before. And I just do not appreciate that because... you guys have no proof, and I've already said that 10,000 times, but...
So that implies that I'm a government agent, and I work for the DOD in some capacity.
No, I never said that, but I did say that you are a shill. Because I haven't found any proof that you're not. It's the same thing.
Shill, the clinical definition of shill is disinformation agent.
Yeah.
Which means I'm working for somebody. Do you really think I would have this much passion and conviction if I was working for a government branch? Do you think I'd even take this call?
I don't know, man. You guys got to save face because this is getting bad, dude.
Everybody in the Flat Earth Movement is our government agent. Everybody. Jainism, Thrive and Survive, Morgan, John
Lamont. No, I never said that. I actually said that your clues and Eric Dubé's and stuff is actually well put together to where you're going to actually convince smart people to start going down this rabbit hole where they will find absolutely no proof, but they will keep the idea that it's flat, though they have no proof. They don't have a map. They don't have anything. You guys can't agree on anything because it's all fake, dude. It's all a lie.
I agree to disagree in your case because I can tell that there's no way I'm going to get through to you. But
you haven't proved anything.
I can only say this. I'm only saying this just out of the goodness of my heart, and that is, look, man, karma is real. Don't keep trolling the way you're doing it because
right back
it's
at you.
Gonna come
you're
back.
Trolling too, man. You're trolling too. If this is not true. If the Earth is a ball, can you imagine how many people you've trolled? Millions, okay? So I don't feel bad about, you know, trolling and putting my link to my YouTube videos trying to debunk these claims, all right? What I got was no proof from anybody. They came and death threatened me, dude. So
the thing is, you just said it right there. You said if Earth is a ball. Not when. You said if.
No, I'm not going to say either way, dude. But really...
I have conviction and you have conviction. Great. Wonderful. Look, we're not going to convince each other. I get that.
I'm not trying to convince you, Mark. I just wanted to talk to you, and we did. I wanted to line up the astrophysicist again if possible, if he even, you know, because we're getting calls and texts and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm trying. And then he backed out, man, because it took after about probably 20 days or so. So I will line that back up. All right. I appreciate it, man. It's good talking to you. I will not troll you because
it's up to you.
You manned up. You manned up and you came out and you did what I, you know, was asking you to do. So I appreciate it. I don't think I have anything more for you. I'm trying to think. So thanks again, Mark.
All right. Take care, man. You have a good day.